One state where the Iraq War is particularly important to the midterm election is Minnesota. Before elections, there's the state fair going on now. It's known as the Great Minnesota Get-Together, and it's the place to be this year if you're running for office. With Minnesota Democratic Senator Mark Dayton retiring this year, there's a major battle underway for his open seat. As NPR's David Wellner reports from the fair, both the Republican and Democratic candidates are finding that the war in Iraq is clearly one of Minnesota's voters' biggest concerns.
There's a place called Machinery Hill here, where ancient tractor engines sputter and pop away all day long, and where people like Mike Drake from Coon Rapids make a point of hanging out with the old-timers. As it often does these days, the talk turns to politics. Drake is an independent who's voted for President Bush, though he's so annoyed with Republicans right now, he says he wouldn't vote for one for dog catcher. His biggest beef with them is the Iraq War.
I think that we're in a quagmire, and I don't believe we can just pull out, but I think that we're in such a mess that I don't know how they're going to fix it, to be honest with you.
Nearby, dairy farmer Ron Field and his wife are checking out a shiny old tractor. They farm outside Hutchinson, Minnesota. Field voted for President Bush, but he says he stopped supporting the war in Iraq more than a year ago.
Especially after they found out there really was no weapons of mass destruction there. Why are we over there then? Seems like a bigger mess now than it was before, to me.
Still, the Fields both say they'll probably vote for Republican Senate candidate Mark Kennedy, who showed up at the fair this week with one of the nation's most prominent Republicans.
Good to see y'all. Bill Frist. Nice to meet you, Senator. Great to see y'all. I love it.
Nice to meet you.
Good to see y'all. Look at that. I said I need something new on a stick, and they said right over there.
Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist strolled through the fair with Kennedy in a visit some here say could complicate Kennedy's bid to cast himself as a political outsider, despite having served three terms in the House for the GOP. In remarks to a group of reporters, Frist called Kennedy an ideal choice for voters who fear another terrorist attack.
Are we going to be addressing the issues of terrorism with a firm hand, with a strong hand, or are we going to cut and run or follow leadership that's going to cut and run?
Asked about Iraq, Kennedy strongly endorsed President Bush's handling of the war.
The war in Iraq is a critical component of the war on terrorism, and we have to prevail. And we cannot allow Iraq to become a sanctuary for terrorists to regroup and attack America again. We cannot accept defeat.
As Kennedy mingled with a small crowd that had gathered, he got buttonholed by South St. Paul resident Jerry Hollenkamp, who said he'd been a Republican for 45 years, but no longer.
And I will not support or vote for anybody that voted for the war and won't recant it or continues to support it. We've got to get out of there. We've lost it. The war is lost. And whether you admit it or whether the president sees it, the president thinks Katrina is improving and that's not improving.
The war is only lost if the American people lose their will.
Meanwhile, at another fair booth, Democratic Senate contender Amy Klobuchar was getting a warm welcome. Klobuchar, who's county attorney for Minnesota's biggest county, has been running ahead of Kennedy in several polls, and she assures a crowd of about 100 that she will be their next senator.
Things are going incredibly well in our campaign, and it is because of people like you who are willing to listen, who want to see change in Washington, D.C.
Klobuchar makes no mention of Iraq. An oversight, she says later, but in an interview, she says she is decidedly not for staying the course there.
I think that we need to start bringing some troops home. We need to do it in a responsible way. And the only way we're going to see some end to the bloodshed is by clearly indicating that we're not going to stay there indefinitely.
And start how soon?
I believe that we need to start doing it this year. You know, I've asked to bring a significant number of troops home this year and more home next year. Again, with the way we destroyed this country's military and the police, I don't believe we can do it overnight. I don't believe we can do it next month, but we need to start changing course in Iraq.
Later today, Klobuchar and Kennedy will face off for a debate at the fair, where their differing views on Iraq will likely once again be on display. David Wellner, NPR News, at the Minnesota State Fair in St. Paul.